Sloane Winthrop stands in a church dressing room, moments away from marrying Sterling Woodcock, a man who represents everything her controlling father desires for her. The ornate downtown church, the hundreds of guests, the groom himself, it all feels wrong. Her heart belongs elsewhere, to Jasper Gervais, the boy she secretly loved since childhood. When an anonymous video reveals Sterling's infidelity, Jasper steps in during the confrontation with a simple question: "What do you need?" Her answer changes everything. "Get me out of here. Take me to the ranch." This dramatic escape becomes the catalyst for Sloane's transformation, freeing her from Sterling's control and her father's expectations, allowing her to rediscover her authentic self and, perhaps, finally explore what's been simmering between her and Jasper for nearly two decades. The bond between Sloane and Jasper began 20 years earlier at her Uncle Harvey's Montana ranch. 10-year-old Sloane met 14-year-old Jasper, recently orphaned and taken in by the Eatons. Their connection deepened during summers while Sloane's wealthy parents traveled Europe. The ranch offered her escape from expectations and gave him sanctuary after loss. The rooftop became their refuge, accessible through Jasper's window. Under Montana stars, they shared fears and dreams. He revealed his passion for veterinary medicine. She confided her desire to become a photographer instead of joining her father's firm. Their bond strengthened when Jasper shared how his sister Jenny died. His wave misinterpreted as a signal to cross into an oncoming truck's path. Despite their closeness, their relationship remained an intricate dance of unspoken feelings. Jasper, mindful of their age gap and his charity case status, maintained boundaries. Sloane guarded her heart while watching him date others, convincing herself his protectiveness was brotherly. This delicate balance persisted until her engagement threatened everything. When Jasper volunteers to deliver hay to Violet and Ruby Creek, Sloane impulsively joins him, setting the stage for a transformative road trip. Confined together, they can no longer avoid their long simmering tension. Their conversation evolves from safe topics to profound revelations. "Do you think about me when we're apart?" Sloane asks. Jasper admits, "Every fucking day, sonny." This confession opens the floodgates as they share childhood memories, revealing years of secret desire. At a lakeside hotel, Sloane jumps into freezing water at dawn. Jasper joins, and their playful water fight becomes increasingly intimate, with touches crossing friendship boundaries. During pool lessons later, their physical proximity creates electric tension. When female fans approach Jasper for autographs, Sloane feels jealousy resurface. The journey climaxes when their truck's brakes fail. After pulling over, Jasper finally kisses Sloane passionately. When she asks when they'll pursue this further, his response, "When I say so," reveals his need for control. The road trip strips away their defenses, forcing them to confront their connection. After years of boundaries, Jasper finally reveals why he never pursued Sloane. When she was 18, her father, Robert, threatened to end Jasper's hockey career if he crossed the line with her, a devastating ultimatum for someone who escaped poverty through athletics. "I'm not one of them," Jasper explains. "I came from nothing and made myself into something, but I'll always be a small-town guy, regardless of my paycheck." This revelation shatters Sloane's image of her father and explains Jasper's years of distance. His declaration, "Times have changed. I'm not afraid anymore. You're not my damn friend. You're just mine," marks his decision to finally claim what he wants. Emotional barriers remain. Jasper struggles with vulnerability after losing everyone in childhood. His sister's death, mother's suicide, and father's abandonment created a belief that everyone he loves leaves. Meanwhile, Sloane battles demons from years of her controlling father's conditional love. She discovers a ballet dancer tattoo on Jasper's ribs, a tribute from secretly attending her first professional performance, revealing his long-hidden devotion. Robert Winthrop returns to reassert control, confronting Sloane and Jasper with elitist disdain. He describes Sloane as practically Canadian royalty, while dismissing Jasper as an orphan who works in the entertainment industry. When Robert invites Sloane to dinner but excludes Jasper, threatening his job, the power dynamics become clear. This confrontation forces difficult choices. When Sloane asks if Jasper will risk his career for her, his hesitation feels like rejection, though it stems from fear of losing everything. "I know you're falling apart," she tells him, "but you have to put yourself back together. If I'm always the one who patches you up when you break, you'll always depend on me for it." Their separation ends when Jasper learns of a coup planned by Sterling and Robert at Sloane's birthday dinner. At the restaurant, Sloane arrives in a powerful black pantsuit. When Sterling insults Jasper, who arrives unexpectedly, Jasper kicks his chair, sending him sprawling. Sloane finally declares, "I deserve better." Taking Jasper's hand, she walks away, choosing her own path. Ballet serves as both Sloane's passion and metaphor for growth. Initially, her career follows her father's expectations. She even takes leave to plan her wedding to Sterling, prioritizing his demands over her art. After escaping, dance becomes her therapy when words fail. When asked to substitute as the Sugar Plum Fairy, Jasper simply asks, "Are you happy about that?" This acknowledgement of her feelings marks a crucial difference from controlling men in her past and deepens their connection. Watching Sloane perform transforms Jasper. From the front row, he witnesses her weaving magic on that stage and promises to attend every future performance with roses. As Sloane finds her voice, she explores options beyond ballet, including renovating properties near Summer's Gym, representing choices based on her desires rather than others' expectations. Her transformation culminates at their wedding when she walks down the aisle in a loose ankle-length dress with her hair down and ballet slippers, symbolizing her authentic self. Their journey culminates in perfect full-circle moments. After Jasper's playoff victory, he finds Sloane in the crowd and proposes with the oval-cut purple sapphire in yellow gold she once described. "I don't like your last name. Sloane Gervais sounds good, don't you think?" His proposal represents commitment without the fear of loss that haunted him since childhood. Their wedding occurs on a perfect Chinook day in Chestnut Springs. Before the ceremony, Harvey gives Jasper a deed to his own quarter section of the ranch. "All my kids have a quarter, and I feel like a real asshole for not giving you one until now." This gift symbolizes Jasper's complete acceptance into the family. 6 years later, they have two children, 5-year-old Silas and 3-year-old Skylar. At her daughter's challenge, Sloane prepares to jump from the railway bridge. Holding Jasper's hand, she says, "I trust you," before they leap together. When we feel most powerless, we often discover our greatest strength. Their story shows that true power comes from the courage to be vulnerable, to trust, and to choose love even when it's terrifying.